from the Daily Mail, nowadays there is an increasing number of people that is allergic to perfume, not just in scents, anything from air fresheners and scented candles to perfume, body lotions, makeup, deodorant, and washing powder can suddenly make these people violently ill. We are surrounded by scent, fragrance is added to toilet rolls, bin liners, even socks, yet reports suggest that perfume products are causing allergic reactions, including eczema and dermatitis, asthma and migraines in a rapidly growing groups of us. This year, the perfume industry will have to reformulate several classic fragrances due to a European Commission ruling ban to the use of oak moss.
Okay, now, I'm not an expert on all of the ailments that you mentioned, but I have had some experience with colleagues of mine that have suffered from eczema and asthma. And first of all, with asthma, for example, someone who's got wearing a really strong perfume would have to wear a lot of perfume. Like, they would literally have to, you know, they'd have to dump the bottle on them if they were going to affect someone who's outside in the fresh air. Normally, people with asthma suffer from people who have got a really strong amount of perfume on them if they're in a closed, confined area with very minimal ventilation. So when you're looking at these perfumes, you can't... I don't think it's 100% fair to blame the fragrances themselves. I think you've also got to look at the environment they're designed to be used in. I think a warning label may be good. But if you're changing the entire formula and trying to make them a lot weaker to account for people that suffer from certain ailments, there is a very strong chance that you may destroy this industry as well.
Yes, or some other methods of avoiding this, people, you know, like reacting to these, you know, like these scents, could be like you could just put a scent-free area in, say, a venue of some sort. I don't know, like they do this at schools and churches. In schools in Canada, you have a scent-free policy where you can't wear perfumes to school, like at least a strong scented perfume that may cause allergies to some of the students that have like allergic reaction to these scents. But also in churches and in other areas like City Hall, like you have this these seats that are reserved for people who are allergic to the perfumes, so like you can separate them from like the rest of the people who doesn't have these allergic reactions. But I do agree that a lot of the people, or I've encountered some people that do wear a lot of perfume in inappropriate areas, like in public areas and in the subways. And sometimes, I'm not allergic to perfume, but sometimes when I'm surrounded by people wearing really strong scented perfume, I can't even breathe, you know?
It makes you feel, in Chinese, yes, this is called hamun. It's like really stuffy and stuck. The interesting thing is, I remember a long, long time ago for another radio station that I was doing a show for, we was talking about this issue. And it proves, this is going back about 3 or 4 years now, so it proves this issue has been persistent, it's been a continuing problem. And I remember at the time, a colleague of mine once said to me that it's not only bad smells that can make you react in a negative way, sometimes positive smells do the same thing. So for example, if, I remember, this is actually pertaining to food at the time, the person was saying if someone's on a train and they're eating pot noodles, the scent can make them hungry and in turn make them feel quite bad. And I think there's probably a correlation between that and perfume and the fact that sometimes you have a positive scent, but it might make people have a bad reaction to it.
Yes, I agree. And it's not just that. It's like, it's about the amount that they're putting on as well. If you put on too much perfume, it could cause a negative reaction as well. It's just like, just moderate how much perfume you put on yourselves instead of, you know, like moderating the, I think, like the ingredients that you put in perfumes.
Okay, Doris, I get the point. From now on, I will try to wear slightly less perfume for your benefit.